Blackstone presents Spectral Evidence by Gemma Files. This book is read by Andrew Iden, Andrew Gibson, Chelsea Stevens, Neil Heligers, Zura Johnson, Hilary Huber, Nancy Peterson, and Joel Frumkin. A Wish from a Bone. Read by Andrew Iden. War zone archaeology is the best kind, Hind liked to say when drunk, and Goss couldn't disagree, at least in terms of ratings. The danger, the constant threat, was a clarifying influence, lending everything they did an extra meaty heft. Better yet, it was the world's best excuse for having to wrap real quick and pull out ahead of the tanks, regardless of whether or not they'd actually found anything. The site for their latest TV special was miles out from anywhere else, far enough from the border between Eritrea and the Sudan that the first surveys missed it, first, second, third, 15th, until updated satellite surveillance finally revealed minute differences between what local experts could only assume was some sort of temple and all the similarly colored detritus surrounding it. It didn't help that it was only a few clicks, comparatively, away from the Meroitic pyramid find in Jebel Barkal, which had naturally kept most real archaeologists too busy to check out what the fuck that low-lying, hill-like building lurking in the middle distance might or might not be. Yet on closer examination, of course, it turned out somebody already had stumbled over it a couple of different times. The soldiers who'd set up initial camp inside in order to avoid a dust storm had found two separate batches of bodies, fresh-ish enough that their shreds of clothing and artifacts could be dated back to the 1930s on the one hand, the 1890s on the other. Gentlemen explorers, native guides, mercenaries. Same as today, pretty much, without the gentleman part. Partially ruined and rudimentary, to say the least. It was laid out somewhat like El Miraqua, or the temples of Lake Nasser, a roughly half-circular building with the rectangular section facing outwards like a big blank wall, centered by a single, permanently open doorway, 12 feet high by 5 feet wide. No windows, though the roof remained surprisingly intact. "This whole area was underwater a million years ago," Hind told Goss. "See these rocks? All sedimentary. Chalk, fossils, bone bed silica, and radiolarite. Amazing any of it's still here, given the wind. Must have formed in a channel or a basin. But no."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?